Chapter 6. A Compassionate Mare. The first time Fantine sold her body to a man, tears of shame rolled down her cheeks. But after a few days, there were no more tears. She became dead inside. By the end of that week, she had enough money to send to the Thénardiers. And so, within a week, the beautiful and virtuous woman was transformed into a prostitute. One evening, Fantine was walking down the street. Nobody who had previously known her would have recognized her now. She was very thin. Her hair was short and badly cut. Her tired eyes were covered with blue makeup, and she wore red lipstick on her pale lips. She was dressed in a cheap silk dress with thin straps on her shoulders. The torn shawl around her body was barely enough to keep her warm. A young man noticed her and started to provoke her.
"Hey, you, where's your hair? And your teeth? You're an ugly one. Nobody wants you, she-devil," he cried.
Fantine turned her back on him and ignored him. This made the young man angry. He picked up a big ball of snow and called out,
"This will extinguish your fire, devil."
Then he threw the snow onto Fantine's naked back, wetting her thin dress. Fantine cried out loudly and attacked him, hitting and scratching. Soon, a crowd assembled to watch the show. The man shouted and tried to push Fantine away, but she was very wild. All the anger and humiliation that she had suffered over the last few months now exploded in fury against the injustice of this man. Someone from the crowd sent for the police. Within a few minutes, Javert arrived with two policemen, and they dragged Fantine, kicking and screaming, to the police station. Javert told the policeman to lock her up for 6 months, and it almost happened. But a coincidence changed everything. The coincidence was that Madeleine was out walking in town that night. It had been a difficult month for him, because earlier that month, the Bishop of Digne had died. Madeleine had not seen him for 7 years, ever since that memorable day when the bishop had given him a chance for a new life. And now, that man of goodness, to whom Madeleine owed everything, was gone from this earth. He had been the only person who had known him as Jean Valjean. Later, when Jean had become mayor, the bishop had kept his secret and had now taken that secret away with him forever. Madeleine felt a deep loneliness. He was filled with sadness and grief. Sometimes at night, when he felt very restless, he went out for a walk. Tonight was one of those nights. During his walk, he saw a crowd on the street. People were talking and shouting excitedly. An old woman from the crowd told him about the young prostitute who was arrested and the evil man who had thrown snow at her. Madeleine rushed to the police station just in time to hear Javert say to Fantine, "You will spend 6 months in jail." Fantine cried and fell to her knees.
"I beg you, kind inspector, you don't have to pity me, a desperate woman from the streets, but pity my little girl, Cosette. She has done no wrong. She is an innocent child. Why should she be punished? I pay for her rent and food at the Thénardier's inn. If I go to jail, who will look after her? She'll be thrown into the streets and die of cold or hunger. I beg you, show her some compassion."
6 months, Javert repeated, unmoved. "Take her away," he said to the policeman. "Wait," Madeleine called out. "Release that woman." Javert looked at Madeleine in surprise. He hadn't heard him enter. Madeleine didn't look well. He wasn't eating or sleeping enough. His hair had grown, and he now had a red beard because he hadn't shaved for the whole month. He reminded Javert of a prisoner from the past, but he couldn't remember which one. Fantine didn't understand what Madeleine was doing. She just stared at him, filled with hatred. Here was the mayor, that monster who was responsible for everything.
"What do you want?" she cried. "You, the great mayor,
My terrible life is on your heartless conscience. How easy it was for you to say, fire her. But I didn't do anything wrong. You have got no conscience.
Fantine spat in Madeleine's face, and two policemen immediately seized her. Release her, I said, Madeleine repeated, and wiped the spit off his face. Javert looked at Madeleine in even more amazement. He had never seen anything like this. Fantine, a worthless prostitute, spitting into the face of the mayor, the highest figure of authority. Authority was something that Javert valued and respected above all. His mind was trained by rules, authority and the law. As the son of a criminal, he had grown up in a world filled with danger and chaos. Javert had run away from home, and as soon as he could, he had joined the police academy. He needed to live by rules. Rules were black or white, and there was no room for grey, no room for ambiguity or confusion. This was why Javert was completely inflexible.
"Excuse me, Monsieur le Maire, but this woman just spat in your face," said Javert.
"That is between her and me. She can't be blamed for what happened tonight. I saw the crowd on the street, and they told me that a young man had started the fight," said the mayor. "He provoked her."
"But she is a prostitute," Javert said. "She is a mother who is sacrificing everything to feed her child. That young man, he is the criminal here. He threw snow at her and called her the devil. How could she react? How would you react, Inspector? How can we judge her? We cannot."
"But we must," said Javert. "That is our job. That is the law. She is a prostitute who attacked a citizen. Our citizens must be kept safe from the disgraced of this world because they are less than animals. It is my duty to the citizens of Montfermeil to lock her up."
"And it is my duty as mayor to release her," replied Madeleine.
"The law must win," Javert said slowly and quietly.
"Our conscience is the highest law," Madeleine whispered back. The two men stared at each other silently. The room was charged with tension. Then, suddenly, Javert turned to the two policemen and said, "Release her." How could he understand that Madeleine's compassion and kindness were greater than his self-importance and pride? The policemen released Fantine, and Javert marched out of the police station, furious with the compassionate mayor.